Welcome to Business Whip Podcast. Join business and personal credit expert Gene Davis as he shares his perspectives to build your business with a special guest, certified financial planner Kyle Lum. Both share a passion of helping business owners and entrepreneurs become better. Welcome to the episode on four things they don't teach you in school or college. Hey, Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gene. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm glad you could be a special guest today for us. You've got lots of good information, and there's a acronym called DADS. You've taught me that. Tell us about DADS, Kyle.
Yes. So in my career as a financial professional, there's four main things that I learned about myself, and I feel like people in general, they go through or they need these qualities in their when they're having their own business. And it starts with desire, attitude, discipline, and success. And that's the acronym I came up with, was DADS. Yeah, the desire is, so I think of each one as kind of parts of your body, right? The desire is, it's what's in your heart. It's your gut feeling. It's your why. It's your purpose. It comes from your heart. And the attitude is your mental game, what you think about. And the discipline, I always say, is the muscle, the physical aspect of your business. You have to be able to perform. And then success puts all three together. Right? So if your heart, your mind, and your physical activity, because you actually have to do things. You either have to meet with people, do things. You have to get things done. Laura would love that. You can't procrastinate. But when you put all three together, it leads to what you hope is, and the goal is, some form of success.
Well, maybe we could break this down into the four segments. And let's do desire. Let's talk about desire in this one. And then maybe if we have time, we'll go on to attitude and so on and so forth. If not, we'll make it a series and we'll do that as well, if you don't mind being a guest a couple times. So that'd be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I'm game for it.
All right. So desire. A desire is what? A strong feeling or a wanting to have something that you wish for or something to happen. And so...
Yeah, so I listened to this Joe Rogan podcast, and he had a guest. His name was Naval Ravikant. And this man he's very wise. I've never heard of someone that had so much insight and detail on so many things, life, not just finance, but his thing is health, wealth, and being fit. That's everybody's dream. Everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to be wealthy. And everybody wants to be fit. So in the podcast, he touched on desire just briefly. And he gave his definition of it. And I thought it was perfect. He said, desire is a contract with yourself to be unhappy until you get what you want. When you're unhappy with something, the underlying desire is what's not being fulfilled. And people have many desires. It's like your goals. It's what you feel about yourself, your people, relationships, experiences, what stage in your life you're in, and how will it impact who you are. And the way all of those things experience you, you'll change and want to change. But what I've learned is desire, and when you have all of those experiences that I just mentioned, it can change you for the good and the bad. And change is good. I believe in change. I mean, I've changed a lot in all the different stages of my life. And I'm in an industry that's constantly changing and evolving. So change is normal for me. But as you're changing and your desires change because you change and your goals change, don't forget who you are and where you came from.
Yeah, exactly. But, so with desire and goal, what do you feel is the difference between a goal and a desire? Is that kind of like desire? Is that like a dream? And a goal is something that you put down or what? Explain what you're talking about.
Yeah. Desire, it's in your heart. It's a deep, deep feeling. And it's a whole range of things. It can be your deepest desire. It could be just showing others and proving to yourself that you can do something. I mean, if you're younger, you just want to make your parents proud. You just want your parents to be proud of you. Maybe your deepest desire is just to be the best at what you do. Or maybe it's just to be your best. But some people, your desire is you want to have power. You want to have freedom. You want to be in control. People like to desire what they can't have. And there's a lot of things that people want. So that want will drive that deep down gut feeling, that desire. And unfortunately, desire can lead to other bad things like wrath. And why people take advantage of, why are they bad? Why do people do bad things? Because there's a deep down in their heart, there's a desire. Sometimes it's revenge. People will hurt other people on purpose.
Yeah.
But there's other good ones where they'll have a meal and a conversation with someone. They'll donate food, or there's all kinds of good. So desire, tricky. It in the end, it comes down to what do you really want out of life? And the goal for desire is to win at something, but it's something that you want deep, deep down. It's like an onion. Desire is an onion. You have to keep peeling the layers. Keep asking why, until you get down to the deep, deep down, and you can really get to what really drives you. That's what desire. A goal is just, it's the end result. Where you are to the goal, that's the desire. Because like in my business, I had a manager when I first started, and he told me, Kyle, financial services, it's blood, sweat, and tears in the first 3 years. It's simple, but it's not easy. You get a lot of rejections. You have a lot of objections, different personalities, and you're going to feel overworked and underpaid. You work a lot of hours, and your family, even your spouse will be, you know, you're working all these hours, you're gone all the time. There's not much money coming in, and that tests you. You know, it makes you doubt what you're doing and who you are, and am I doing the right thing? Is this the right thing for me and my family? And it affects who you are and who you want to be. And in a way, it knocks down your self-esteem. That's what it did for me. My, you know, not getting to where I wanted quick enough, not being patient, it affected my desire to do things that I felt like I needed, the way I wanted to, or how I felt like I needed to do it, because I had to live. But luckily, my wife had a good job, and we knew going in what we were looking at. I was lucky enough to where I didn't have those issues, financial problems. My wife and I didn't get into arguments that I wasn't bringing in that much money at the beginning, because we knew, and you know, we planned for that. But I've seen a lot of people, a lot of advisors come and go because of that reason, that the spouse wasn't supportive, where the family wasn't supportive, and they just didn't understand that there's a learning curve, and it's 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. And that's pretty much in most businesses. You know, if you're starting out, it's going to take you usually 3 to 5 years to get it going solid. And so if you're not ready for that, you get to prepare yourself for that, because it is going to test you, just like what you said. You know, and if you have extra income coming in from another spouse or something, that's always nice and always helpful. If not, you got to make sure that desire that you have for your business is super strong, and you know your why, and you know that the end result is going to get you what you really desire, you know, get you that. And so that's super, super important to know that, hey, there is a learning curve, and it is usually 3 to 5 years. Sometimes you can do it faster. Sometimes it takes a little longer. But yeah, I would say the average, absolutely 3 to 5 years.
When I went to school for business, and even now, everybody knows if you're starting your own business, working self-employed, 3 to 5 years. No matter what business, it's either 3 years to break even, or the percent, it's like a high 90% of businesses fail in the first 3 to 5 years, regardless of the industry. Some are higher if it's like restaurants. School does a good job at telling you statistics. I wish they taught me what those statistics mean.
in
how
real
they're
life.
gonna how they would actually impact me, right? Like what I just talked about, your desire. And everybody starts out a business, they're excited, they're scared at the same time, and they just want to make a living. I just want to see if I can survive on this. And you go through so much, and a lot of times you're on your own. If you're lucky enough and you have a team, maybe you have a mentor, you probably can't afford a coach yet. So you feel like you're all alone. And then when your spouse or the people that are close to you, even your friends, they all say, oh, you know, I told you so. That desire is to prove everybody wrong and prove to them that you can do it, and to prove I did it. Like, I told you guys, I told you I would do it. The thing with business is, too, is just because you're successful today doesn't mean it'll be the same way tomorrow. I know and met some very successful business people, and at one point, they were on the top of the industry, and within months to a year, filing bankruptcy, trying to find investors for the business, 2 or 3 years later, gone, out of business.
Yeah, you always have to keep that desire focused. And a lot of times, as you're growing and developing yourself, your business is growing and developing as well, your desires may need to change a little bit so that they focus in on each other, so that you can be successful, so that you don't have to close your business down and do that. You need to be able to pivot. You need to be able to move. You need to be able to adjust. You need to be able to do things sometimes when we don't know what's going to happen. I like to think of it as, you know, don't get trapped in the lock. And the lock is, you got exactly what you deserve. You hear that from people. You got exactly what you deserve. Well, that's not necessarily true, because some people, they want something and their desires are maybe not quite lining up with their goals. What do you do to unlock the lock? You might be getting information from people that went through the Great Depression or the 2008 crash or a pandemic, and they'll have biases and they'll tell you what their bias is. And all of a sudden, you're locked in on their desires and their biases and their dreams instead of your own. So make sure that you unlock that lock and that you go with your dreams and your desires. And, you know, you have to just sometimes just go for it, man. There's too many times where I see people just sit back and do nothing. So it's okay to, you know, have a desire, but if you're not doing anything about that desire, well, then shame on you. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at you for not doing that type of a deal. Focus on those desires and go for it. Show people, like what Kyle said, show them, hey, I can do this. I know I can. And have that unwavering conviction that it's going to happen. I also think, I remember thinking about the law of attraction. You hear that in The Secret. And how am I going to manifest things? Well, manifestation is just a process that's turning that desire into some reality through visualization, beliefs, just making sure that you're doing everything mentally to make that happen. However, if you don't do any action behind it and you just read about it and think about it, it ain't going to happen. You got to do action behind it. You get to do it. So I like to just make sure people know what they're getting into. And like what Kyle said, if you're starting a business, 3 to 5 years. If you're an existing business and you're not making changes with what's going on in the world, well, you might get left behind. So you might have to rethink those. You might have to, every 3 to 5 years, look at your goals, look at your desires, and make sure that you're on track.
People always ask me the question, what should I do? It's either different things going on in their life, whether it's with their money. And I always, my answer is, well, what does your gut feeling tell you? And what's the first thing that comes to mind? The reason I ask that is because in my experience of 19 years of working with people and talking to people, that more times than not, their gut feeling and the very first thing that comes to mind, when the heart is connected with the mind, majority of the time it's right. And even when they're wrong, they learned a lot from that experience. In my opinion, you'll always win. You may not get the result that you expect or that you hoped, but you'll learn a lot from it. You'll become a better person, a better business person. And if it happens to go your way, that's the thing too, is sometimes I've seen it go way better than they even thought it could be. And it was amazing. And just to see them unlock that desire and have that success, and or that failure, but still benefit, grow, and be a better person. Like, that's desire. Don't let it, once you have success or failure, the biggest thing that I've learned is it'll change people a lot of times for the worse. So don't forget who you are and where you came from, because that's where the desire, that's where it is. It sits in your heart. It's your why. It's your purpose.
Absolutely. The other thing I think of too is, I think back when I was starting some of my businesses early on, and then as they become successful, the people that I was hanging out with seem to change. If your friends change, that's okay. Or your family gets upset at you, that's okay. Because they're either one, not on the same path that you're on, or they're jealous of you. And either way, it doesn't matter. As long as you're happy and as long as you're doing what you feel is right and best for yourself and for your company, you're going to need to know that your friends and family are going to act a little different towards you. Some of the ones that you think, man, these guys are going to have my back, they'll be the ones that don't have your back. And the ones you thought didn't have your back, you know, you're like, hey, they're not going to do anything for me, are the ones that step up and are your best friends. Things change all the time. It's just funny how that works.
And you have different stages in your life. There are stages that in your life where family is important. So you want time. You don't necessarily want money. So a win is just, yes, I was able to free up more time so I could spend with the family, or I just need to rest, take vacations. But other people, if they're in that stage in their life, money's important. I want to have a certain amount, or I need to just maybe pay off some debts, or I need to save up, or whatever their goal is. If they're at different stages in your life, then you'll maybe disconnect, or that relationship will drift apart. And that's okay. Sometimes you have to go a separate way and you have to let them go. No matter how it impacts you, again, don't let it change you. Because for me, when I was going through that time, it was blood, sweat, and tears. And I was always angry. And now that I reflected on it, it was because I had so many desires. I had so much people think that my desire list was great. Like, I needed to prove to my company and I wanted to be the best and I wanted my parents to be proud. And I just had this huge list of desires. And I always felt like the harder you work, the more you work, the better you'll do. And that wasn't the case. The harder I was working, the more I was doing, the more, I'll say, pissed off I was getting.
Yeah.
Because I felt like no matter how much I did, I just couldn't check off all the boxes of all the desires. And what I learned was I had too many desires. I needed to just pick the one that was my deepest one and just focus on that one. And I know what that one was. It took me almost 18 months to learn what it was. And it was just for me to be happy, for me to be operating at my best, to be at my best. That was my deepest desire. But above all of that, had all these other desires that were like piled over it. And I thought those were all the things. It took almost 18 months for me to find the one that was deep, deep down that really mattered. And then once I figured that out, then not angry anymore. And I would hide it. You know, everybody, oh, you're always so happy. And I always try to dress nice. I felt good and I would get compliments. Inside, I was very angry. I won't say I was unhappy. I was just angry. I was just mad at a lot of things.
Just wasn't happening as fast as you wanted.
Or I just wasn't getting the results big enough to check off all the desires that I had.
There you go, yeah.
And I just couldn't, no matter how hard I worked, how much I tried, couldn't get it done. And it was because I wasn't at the deepest desire. The one desire of the whole list, I wasn't focused on that one. And then once I cracked that code, peeled back the onion after 18 months, and then it freed up the world.
That's some good heartfelt advice there. Remember to always ask yourself the why question. Why do I want this? Why this desire? Why? And keep going deeper and deeper and deeper until you get to the bottom of the great why. And like Kyle said, his great why was just to be happy. Figure out your why. Figure out what your desires are and then go deep with them. Ask yourself the why questions and keep asking why until you can't go anymore. And that's going to be the bottom line one. And that's the one that you'll want to focus on. So that is good advice. We appreciate you being here with us, Kyle. Thank you for being a guest. Remember, stay focused on your wealth, your health, and live inspired and live with purpose. Whip your business into shape.
Thanks, Gene.